previously.
Perfection is measured by God's standard for you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If the first son is perfect by the same spirit that indwell in him, and he adopted him before everybody, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. What he's saying is, this is the standard. Any other person that will be my son, this is the standard. Nothing less, nothing more. You come to the stage where you can say you are now perfect when you can exhibit love to the level of charity. And so, here we are, virtue, knowledge, temperance, is growth, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. Out of this, which level are you now? Which level, which one have you reached now? Adam, which level are thou? Where are thou in the stature of perfection? So ask yourself. In verse 20 of Mark chapter 4, let's read it. Mark chapter 4 and verse 20. Concerning those grounds. And these are they which are sown on good ground. When you receive the word in a good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. We are supposed to bring forth fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Adam, where are thou? 30, 60, 100, or 0? You will answer it. Remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7, he said the manifestation of the Spirit is given to us to profit with it. Profit, profit, profit with it. What does it mean? To profit. That means you are going to do something that you give account of. So far, which level of profit have you made with the gift that God has given you? Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you can only achieve all this through a fellowship with God. Unbroken fellowship with God. 1 John chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. 1 John chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. He said, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. The need for you to maintain that fellowship is all I'm emphasizing today. And anytime God comes and meets you at the point where he's supposed to meet you, he does not leave you in the same level. When he comes, is to add more fire to you. When he comes, is to keep your lamp burning by giving you more oil. That is the importance of fellowship. And that's why you must not lose that fellowship. And so it is so important. Satan likes to break that fellowship. He likes to break that fellowship. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what is the solution for anybody here? It's the same solution that God gave Adam and Eve. If there is anyone here, I believe in retreat. There's a program in a deeper life called retreat. Years back in my former church, my pastor used to make fun of deeper life. He said, they call them, say, retreat, retreat, retreat. He said, Christians don't retreat. Christians don't retreat. We are supposed to march forward. We are not supposed to retreat. And I said, this man, hallelujah, you don't believe in retreat. Retreat is also part of a battle plan. You know, some people don't. I saw some people yabbing Nigerian police. civilians who don't know anything about fighting criminals and battle. You see them draw cartoon. When a policeman is at a checkpoint and anywhere and he hears gunshot, bah, 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 you will see them running. They are not running away. They don't know where the gunshot is coming, so they take cover first. So that you will look where way. Watch and they are not running away. Hallelujah. Because remember, it is not a conventional war where you are seeing the enemy coming. You suddenly hear back, but you don't know where it is coming. The first thing you are taught is take cover first. Then you can now release. Now you have seen where it is coming from. Hallelujah. Listen, as Christians, amen, we retreat to reorganize. You are marching forward and you are not making success in your ministry. Halt. Retreat. Sit down and reorganize yourself again and start all over. I believe in retreat. Hallelujah. You have left the cross. That's why your life is messed up. Go back to the cross. Go back to the cross. Your cover is on the cross. Your cover is on the sacrifice that is there on the cross. So what did he do? He went and killed an animal and took a better covering than the leaves. The leaves will dry with time. With the sun, it will dry. But an animal's skin will last longer. But even that animal's skin is still temporary until the perfect sacrifice comes about. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it came about through the cross on Calvary. That is what God was showing his mercy and his love to his children, that God disconnected from him. In Revelation chapter 2, let's read that. And in Revelation chapter 2, from verse 1, and this first church age had that same problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, right? This is saying, he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which said the apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne. Can you see how zealous the church is? They have borne and has patience. And for my name's sake, they have labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, as time went on, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. You have left your zeal that you had when you first came to Christ. Oh, I see them in this church. When they come to this church and they see the Holy Ghost newly, come and see fire. Come and see zeal. Every service, they are always occupying the first seat. They are always occupying the first seat. First seat. Look at them. And then the first seat. The fire is still on. Small time, you go see them for the fourth seat. Small time, the last seat, because they are now coming late. They are now coming late. Now before you know what, they sit at the back. Small time, they choose which day they will come to church. Small time, small time, small time, small time, small time. They crawl back. They won't come here again. The day you jam them on the road, you won't believe that they ever came to a church like this before. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, verse 4. Because thou hast left thy first love. God wants you to continue without fire. Then he says, remember, that is the solution. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else, I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. The emphasis is, go back to what you used to do before. Go back to that zeal you had before. Don't let anybody, any condition, any man, any woman, disturb your ministry. Frustrate the grace of God upon you. And don't justify your fallen estate for any reason. Praise the Lord. It is going back to the cross. It's to remind us every time. That is why he instituted communion service. Every communion service is opportunity for every Christian to take a look at your spiritual graph, spiritual estate. Which level am I now? I can start all over. I have come back again to the cross. That is what communion service is all about. It's to remind us of what the Lord Jesus Christ did. The same thing with feet washing. To remind us about brotherly kindness. I watch over you, you watch over me. That is what feet washing is all about. And like Cain, what do? Go back. Go back and do the right sacrifice. Go back and do the right sacrifice. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Always remember that God does not meet with Israel outside the promised land. Once they go, he's finished with them. He does not deal with them anymore as a nation. He may only deal with them as individuals to fulfill his purpose. But all that they enjoy, all the protection, all because they are falling off. But as soon as they come back to their promised land, revival starts again. And they become untouchable. No matter how small they are, mighty nations cannot touch them because they are back to the promised land. Somebody, go back to your spiritual estate that you left behind and see you walking in victory. See you overcoming all trials and temptation. See you enjoying the glory of God again. Remember the prayer that Samson prayed when the glory departed. He asked for one more opportunity. And when that hair began to grow again, hallelujah, the Philistines that he destroyed one day were more in number than the ones put together. But including he too died, because you have to be ready to die to remain in that glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So watch and pray. Watch your relationship with God. Watch your spiritual graph with God. Know where you are going down and wake up immediately. James chapter 4. Can we read what James said as we close? James chapter 4. I love the way James admonishes us. Amen. James chapter 4. This is the way James put it, from verse 1. That's my final admonishment to you. Amen. All our carnality, he was addressing all the carnal way Christians behave. He said, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Believers, so come there not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. And even when you ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your loss. You are not asking God to bless you for the advancement of the kingdom. You are asking God to bless you for some selfish motives that are nothing but you know, just all these vanities of life. Verse 4. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. See what separates us again from God? Worldliness. Do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusted to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore, he said, take note, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And he says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, my emphasis again. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Finally, he said, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. He shall lift you up. He shall lift you up. And in chapter 1 of James, verse 21, wherefore, as an admonishment to us today, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that is the Bible, the word, and continueth therein, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Remember, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. What did he say? If my people, which are called by my name, shall do four things, that is the solution. Humble yourself, pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, and he will do three things. He will hear, he will forgive, and he will heal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can we bow our heads? Who am I talking to, Lord? Who did you give this inspiration for? Create in me a clean heart, oh Lord. That's our prayer. And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh Lord. Cast me not away. Certainly, this exhortation is for somebody here. How is your spiritual estate now? Do you still see the presence of God as you used to see before? Don't you want Him back? The joy you were experiencing that time, are you experiencing it now? The boldness and confidence that you had, are you having it now? Adam, where art thou? And the Spirit of God is still looking for you. Don't think He has forgotten you. He is still looking for you. Even today, He wants to reconnect back, reconnect back, reconnect back. It's about relationship. It's about relationship. See the miserable life you are living. Every small attack, you fall down. You left God. What you are pursuing, be sincere with yourself. Did you get it? You can't get it until you come back to Him. For He's the source and fountain of living water. You are looking for money. Without Him, you can do nothing. For He is the one that gives you the power to make wealth. Why will you play with such opportunity to live a fulfilled life as a life with God? Oh Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord. That's your prayer, that's your prayer.
Oh, restore to me.
And He will restore now, now, now. Now, 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 now.
Oh, Lord, You are my Lord.
Restore.
Restore to me.
Restore, Lord. Pray, 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 pray. overrun the gate. I give you my life. Let's rededicate ourselves. Tell him to just take over. Let him take over. Over and again. Now, I give you. I return to you again. I return to you. I belong to you. Come and take over.
Oh, yes. Over and again. I give you my life.
Come back to your God. Come back to the Lord. Come back to the Lord. Say something and truly that is your estate. After your heart of hearts, you need a restoration. We have a very wide altar here. I don't know how many want to come to the altar and renew it again and say, Lord, I've wandered that far away from God. How many of them?
The path of sin
too long I've trod.
Lord,
I know I'm talking to somebody.
Call me home.
With your heart. I'm not going back again. Precious years. I would have been better than this now spiritually. Now I repent with bitter tears.
Repent with bitter tears.
Oh yes, Lord, I'm coming. Say, Lord, we are coming, Lord. Including myself. I want to come back to my first love, Lord. Never more to run. Oh, thine arms of love. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm coming, Lord. I'm tired of sin and stray, Lord.
I'm tired.
Believe your word from today. Oh yes, Lord,
I'm coming, Lord.
Coming home. Oh yes, never more to roam. Oh, who are thine arms of love? Oh yes.
My soul is singing, my heart is song.
Hey, now, like the prodigal song, Lord.
To God,
go not to God. You came to him, not to me.
Come in, oh yes, come in.
And they are here, Lord. They are at the altar. They have come back to the cross. What you did for Adam, do it for them, Lord. Let them be partaker of the sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Restore, 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 Papa. Restore that fire. Restore that glory. Restore that grace. Restore, Father. They have come back. They have answered. Here they are. You say, where are thou? They say, here am I. Here am I. They have come, Lord. They have come, Papa. Now that they have come, they are still praying, Lord. This is my earnest cry.
This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will.
They have come. This is their prayer, Lord. We have come, Lord.
Oh, this is my earnest cry.
Oh, Lord, this is my earnest desire.
Give me the power to do your will.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I pray.
Sing anointing. Cover me.
Cover my head to toe.
Oh, give me the power to do your will.
Oh, Lord, I pray.
Sing anointing.
Glory in my life.
Where is that power to do your will? Give it to us.
Cover my head to toe.
Oh, yes, give me the power to do your will.
Oh Lord, I pray.
Sing anointing. a better Christian than this. I want to be a better Christian, Lord. Even now, if your heart is open, even now, that power, he wants to restore you. He wants to restore somebody. Whether you are sitting down there, you cannot come out. He will meet you there. You are sitting down there, you cannot come out, but he will still meet you there. It's your heart is looking at. Even now, that grace is restoring it. That power is restoring it. Even now, that fire is restoring it. Receive that fire again. Receive that power again. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. Receive that power to do his will. Restore, restoration anointing. Get power, bringing you power to that first love. Power to pray, receive it. Power to fast, receive it. Power to live a godly life, receive it. Go back to serve God the way you used to serve him. Go back in relationship with him. Go back to fellowship with him. Go back to what you used to do. He's here again. Receive that spirit afresh. Receive the Holy Ghost afresh. Receive it. Yes, Lord.
Blood apply. Glory to.
including me standing here, Lord. I was more on fire before than now. And so many of us, some still sitting down, some kneeling down here at the altar, Lord. We surrender totally. We surrender totally, Lord. We surrender. Father, come and take over. Restore again the joy of salvation. The joy of fellowship. Let that fire fall again. Father, let that fire fall again. Father, let that fire fall again. Father, restore that fire in the name of Jesus. The Lord wants to do something. Thank you, Lord. Let that fire fall again, Lord. Let that angel that used to speak to my ear, somebody here, let that angel that used to speak to your ear, let him come back. Let him come back. He's coming back. He's coming back because you have answered, here am I. Yes. Yes. Father, arrest somebody in a way that you will not be able to go back again. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Social media is taking our time from meditation, from reading the Bible. Every time you are chatting nonsense, every time you are reading nonsense, every time Facebook, WhatsApp, internet, doing nonsense. No more time. It used to be television. The devil has brought something more than television. Internet, in your pocket, in your office, anywhere you go. God is not happy with his people. They have lost fellowship with him. Adam, where are thou? He wants to come back. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody here, the fire of revival has been ignited in you. Receive restoration in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, from now, they will think you are crazy. The zeal that will begin to manifest now in you, your friends will not be able to understand you again. Show evidence of repentance. Somebody. You know you are addicted to anything that takes your attention from God. Cut it off. Shut that Facebook account. Close your WhatsApp. Anybody that wants to talk to you, let him send you a text or phone you. Take some time and rearrange your spiritual life. God wants to have fellowship with you and is disconnected. He wants to come back. As many of you that have made up this decision today, that fellowship has been restored in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us see evidence of this repentance. Let's see how you respond to the things of God. Build back your fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Father, I present them to you, Lord. I have re-echoed your voice in the Garden of Eden. Adam, where art thou? And they have responded. Let them be a partaker of the glory of Calvary in the name of Jesus Christ. I present them to you, Lord. Let there be evidence that you are the one that inspired me to preach this message today. Through the testimonies of the people. From now, that grace you have will begin to multiply double fold in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. I wish you more grace. Go back to your seat. Can we clap our hands for our God? Clap your hands for Jesus.